This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans previously convicted of possessing up to an ounce of marijuana have been granted a pardon by Governor Polis. That's nearly 3,000 people. Possession of up to an ounce of pot in Colorado is no longer a crime. The pardons apply to state-level convictions only, not ones in municipal or federal courts. The list of those pardoned is at comarijuanapardons.com. United Airlines plans to furlough 13,000 employees. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports more than 2,000 could be in Denver.
This summer, United filed notices with the state of Colorado warning of about 2,895 job cuts in Denver. The furloughs, many of which would be temporary, were slated to begin October 1st. Airlines received billions of dollars of government aid in March in exchange for an agreement not to cut jobs. That program ended this week. Airlines say the layoffs happening now are necessary unless they get additional aid. Congress has so far failed to reach agreement on a new coronavirus relief package. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
La Plata County has its first human case of West Nile virus this year, making it only the 29th confirmed case in Colorado. Last year's total was 122. Health officials say West Nile season typically runs through October. Most people get the virus from the bite of an infected mosquito. This is CPR News.